This is All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. There's a heated disagreement shaping up between Massachusetts teachers' unions and the Baker administration. The debate is over how kindergarten through grade 12 educators should be vaccinated for the coronavirus. The state wants all elementary and middle school students back in the classrooms full time next month, but not all teachers may be vaccinated by then. The unions want teachers to be vaccinated before they'll be required to go back to the classrooms. WBUR State House reporter Steve Brown joins us now from Beacon Hill. Steve, walk us through what happened today as both sides were clearly not seeing eye to eye.
Sure, Lisa. Sometime this morning, representatives of the state's teachers' unions had a meeting with Health and Human Services Secretary Mary Lou Sutters and Education Commissioner Jeff Riley to discuss vaccinations. Now, soon after that, one of Governor Baker's top aides, Tim Buckley, issued a written statement criticizing the unions for their insistence that more be done to get the teachers vaccinated. Buckley said in that statement that the administration was, quote, dismayed that despite reasonable efforts to prioritize educator vaccinations, the teachers' unions continued to demand the Commonwealth take hundreds of thousands of vaccines away from the sickest, oldest, and most vulnerable residents in Massachusetts and divert them to the union's members. The statement pointed out that 95% of the teachers are under the age of 65. About an hour and a half later, after that statement came out, the governor reiterated that position.
But I am not going to be in a position where I take vaccine away from people who are extremely vulnerable, who have multiple medical conditions and are over the age of 65, to give it to a targeted population. We're just not going to play that game.
And the governor pointed out that the state moved teachers up ahead of other essential workers in the current phase and also has set aside 4 weekend days when appointments at mass vac sites will be exclusively for the teachers. But Baker seems miffed that that doesn't seem to be enough to satisfy the teachers' unions.
And the unions themselves seem miffed at the accusation that they're trying to get the administration to divert vaccine doses from vulnerable people. What are they saying?
Yeah, they say the administration is misrepresenting the union's positions. This afternoon on Radio Boston, we heard from Beth Contos, who is the president of the American Federation of Teachers of Massachusetts.
At no time are we talking about taking vaccines away from the elderly or hard-hit populations. Quite frankly, it's untrue and defamatory. So we suggested that instead, some of the doses that are designated for educators at the mass vaccination sites to be sent to targeted communities so that we're sure that we are being very effective and targeted.
Now, the governor takes issue with the union's request that teachers be vaccinated at their workplaces. He says the process that we're pursuing here in Massachusetts is completely consistent with the process that's being used in virtually every state in the country.
Some lawmakers are making their voices heard. What are they saying about the disagreement?
Yeah, about 50 legislators signed a letter today urging the administration to implement plans to ensure that all educators and school staff can get vaccinated before reopening the elementary and secondary schools to full in-person learning. They want the state to adopt what the teachers' unions are asking for, to vaccinate educators and staff close to their workplaces, providing minimal disruption to school services.
So time is passing quickly. What are the ways the standoff could end?
Yeah, so long as vaccine supplies are limited, it doesn't appear as if the Baker administration will provide some sort of a fast lane for the educators. For now, the teachers are just going to have to get their shots when they can get an appointment. Today was the first day that they were eligible to try. Many were probably among those who snagged one of the 40,000 appointments on the state's website this morning, but we don't know exactly how many. Teachers have been getting slots at CVS pharmacies for the past week. Of course, starting tomorrow, the state goes live with a new method of pre-registering for an appointment. Educators will be able to sign up for their chance to schedule an appointment on a first-come, first-served basis. Of course, so too will people over the age of 65 and those with two health conditions who have been unable to get themselves an appointment over the past couple of weeks.
That's WBUR State House reporter Steve Brown. Thank you, as always, Steve.
Thank you, Lisa.